Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome again to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 47, You're Not on the List, for the week of February 17th, 2008.
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709.
Hey, I am Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow.
And I am Brun, BJSwick33. We will be talking about the Call of Duty 4 patch, the Xbox handheld, Sexual Predators on Xbox Live, GTA 4 pre-order info, and of course the details dead DLC download deal ramble from the cow.
I don't trash on your story, so why are you trashing on mine?
Oh, put on the boxing gloves, buddy. It's going to be a good one this week.
They are already on.
Okay. Well, besides Kyle possibly stealing my stories later on, I'm not 100% sure. We have three features this week, which include The Club, FIFA Street 3, and Dynasty Warriors 6. So, let's do this thing.
I'm Danica Patrick, IndyCar driver and GoDaddy girl. I know a little bit about speed, so take it from me. If you want a fast way to make a name for yourself on the internet, GoDaddy has everything you need. GoDaddy got me online fast. And they can do the same for you. .com names as low as $1.99. When you have something to say, say it at GoDaddy.com.
Now, GoDaddy has a special offer just for all of our Xbox podcast viewers, all you little achievement, you know, junkies, go-getters out there. When you head over to GoDaddy.com, enter the promo code XBOX1, that's X-B-O-X, the number one, and you get 10% off of your order. So, for everybody out there, once you get, you know, make your own community for your gamer, maybe for your club or anything, you know, head on over to GoDaddy.com, you know, type that code in and save yourself some cash. And, next on the list here is, of course, our podcast gamer card, which is getting bigger each week, and it's actually getting really exciting now, so be sure to add yourself. We are, you know, our goal as a little team here and as, you know, the community that we have is to reach 500,000, and our current score is 361,278, and we have now 33 people, you know, helping us out, and I do plan on getting some gamer score this weekend because it's a 3-day weekend for me.
I was gonna say we got about 300K of that gamer score, right? Just the rest of those 30 people have just like 61K.
Yeah, right.
We're pulling
whatever.
Over, right?
You wish.
Yeah, go click on the card and you'll find out who has what.
You'll see Kyle at the very bottom.
Yeah, that is. I don't think I've turned my Xbox on, and I don't even know. I don't want to say. Yeah. I don't even know.
Oh, do you get? I am so disappointed. I lost my 55-day streak.
Yep. Oh, really?
Last Sunday, we had a power outage for my entire, not my city, not my town, not my city, not my house, not my block, for the entire county. And maybe in two surrounding counties here in Ohio, it just all blacked out for almost 14 hours. Like, I had to get my family. We had to go stay in, like, in a hotel overnight. You know, I had a paper due that night, too, so I had to stay in a hotel, you know, get my laptop from work and do my paper until, like, 12 in the morning because, you know, of all that. But I lost my streak. I was just like, oh, man, it's horrible. So now I'm at 2.
So you didn't? You didn't take your Xbox 360 with you so you can just play a quick game?
I couldn't see to unhook it. It was just too dark. So, wow. But
that's why you get a backup generator like me.
Yeah. Almost thinking about it now. So, but hey, we had some... next thing is we have some Beat Up the Host tonight. Wing and I were both on, and we had a little gathering of, you know, Soul Assassin was there, Bashful Llama... Cell 64. Who else was there, Wing?
I think it would think that was it, right?
Yeah, I had somebody on there before, Mark. Forget the four digits after his name. I'm gonna have to look that up because I don't want to forget his name. But while you guys are talking about the our challenge is actually over. If you want to run over the final results, I'll find out who else was on there with us.
Changing things up on me, but I sure can look up the final results. I think we all know who won, but
we all know who quit.
Great segue.
We all know who quit after a while. That was me.
Mark 2789. Yeah.
That was me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
He didn't quit. He was in the podcast or the challenge, right? Or the Beat Up the Host tonight. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah. Yep. So,
by the way, to show how long it's been since I've turned on my 360, my 360 voice is now emo. That's what it says on 360 voice. It says emo. So, anyways, to continue on, the winner of the 4,000 Microsoft points with a total of 5,610 total point gain for in 2 weeks is XX Pure Chaos XX.
That's
so congratulations.
Crazy,
yeah, it's insane.
Well, in our defense though, he did start out with 565 gamer score points, but still 5,000 is at least or 5 games completed and then some. So good job to him. Bashful Llama is notable with coming in second with 4,200, so that's pretty darn good also.
That's awesome. I was talking to him tonight and he said, "Well, at least I tried." I was like, "Yeah." I wish we could have given him a prize for second place because I mean, that's a ton of points, man.
Oh yeah, that's a huge amount. So, at least they've probably exhausted all of their easy games. So, for those of you that have a little higher score and can put some time into some gaming these next 2 weeks, we do have a new challenge up. I posted it in the forums, and we'll have a link in the show notes. We're doing another 4,000 Microsoft points. We got 3 people already. Brun, you haven't even joined up, which is great. And we need 7 more. So if you're interested, check out the forums and our show notes and join up. It's completely free if you don't already have a 360 voice account. You just need to make one and join up. And if you win, then they'll send you a 4,000 Microsoft point card. So pretty sweet.
What do you mean I'm not on there?
You haven't joined yet.
I just did.
You're slacking. Okay, now we need update. Now we need 6 people, real time.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of funny that I mentioned that I lost my streak because my 360 actually blogged that night. It said, if BJ Swick 33 was a true gamer, he would have played yesterday, but he decided to do something else instead. He better not have got another console. Normally, I wouldn't be so shocked, but after 55 days of gaming, wow, either some of those so-called responsibilities got in the way or the apocalypse is beginning. And then all of a sudden, like, all my power and everything, the entire town's blacked out. So,
well, you know, I gotta go back to one of my blog posts, and it says, I find this very funny because you guys both know what's happened in my household in the past, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my wife and I have taken in 2 foster children. And that pretty much put the big kibosh on my game playing. And my Xbox has said this, wow, Wingman must have some kids or pets or dragons or something thrashing around the house. I heard lots of noise but didn't see any gaming. I read this to my wife. I was like, can you believe this? She just started laughing.
it's so funny. Like last time we had, you know, the guys from 360 Voice on, I mentioned that the way I kept my streak up a couple times was I threw in a quick game of, like, you know, some arcade game. You know, Geometry Wars. I think I played it for like 30 seconds and it recorded it. And then the day I broke my very first streak, which was like 30-something days, it said, well, blah, 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 what? He couldn't have thrown in a quick arcade game or something? And I laughed so hard, and I read it to Devin, and she just died laughing. It was so funny. But, all right. Let's let's hit an announcement or so and get to the top stories. Keep rambling on.
Xbox Podcast would like to welcome a new sponsor to the show, GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com is a one-stop shop for gamers to get everything you need to make a name for yourself on the web. Starting at just $1.99, you can get your own domain name with free hosting, website, personalized email, quick blogcast, and much more. A .com name is the best way to plant your gamer flag on the internet. GoDaddy's free Website Tonight site builder service makes it a snap for gamers to get your website up and running in no time with all the tools you need right at your fingertips. With more than 800 easy-to-use templates, you can build your own website even if you've never done it before. Just open your internet browser, select your images, and type your text. Just like that, your site gets built or updated. Add flash animation introductions with your own music, forums for people to gather, movie and video files to your site, and even RSS news feeds that keep your content fresh and visitors coming back for more. And when you have any questions, GoDaddy.com is always there to help you with an army of over 900 customer support technicians. That means that you can call them anytime, day or night, any day of the year, and you will get a highly trained tech right away who will be able to assist you with questions you have. Plus, as a viewer of Xbox Podcast, just enter the code XBOX1, that's XBOX, the number 1, when you check out, and you'll save an additional 10% on any order. So get in the game and get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, Mark, and setting up email for your domain name is pretty simple, too.
Yep, and it's also nice having all your teammates use the same domain email address.
And like we said, or before our last podcast, you got that special code that they're giving us. It's XBOX1. Save you 10%.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right. Well, this is the only... I know Kyle's got, you know, his five-hour-long news story
you
coming
know what?
Up. But
you know what?
This is the only news story that matters. You can just ignore the rest. You can catch a quick nap while Kyle's talking.
I thought you were going to take shots at me. like, he steals all of our stories, blah, blah, blah.
I haven't even looked to see what you've stolen yet, so I'm just waiting to, you know, we'll catch you while you're going through them. But this is the only one that matters, and that's a Call of Duty 4 patch is heading to Microsoft for certification. Robert Bowling of Infinity Ward Community Relations, he's the Infinity Ward Community Relations Manager, actually. He has announced that the new feature patch for the 360 version of Call of Duty 4 has finished its internal testing and development and has officially been sent off to Microsoft for certification. So that means sometime in the next 2 years that we will see this patch. And the first thing they'll do is they'll pull it a day later because there's problems. No, I'm just kidding. But basically, real quick, there's some new kill cam shots. If you get, I do want to see this. When you get bombed from an airstrike, you're going to see the bomb's point of view as you get blown away. So that should be kind of cool. Real important, host migration. Now, if the host drops the game, you won't have to be dropped back by yourself. Instead, everyone will stay together. A new host will be assigned, and the game will auto-start back up, keeping everyone together. So no more re-inviting, rejoining games just because the host leaves. Now, I do hope that the game will end and everybody will get their points. It doesn't state that. I don't know if it's just going to drop you into the lobby and your game is, you know, you get no credit, but hopefully they'll be like, you at least get your points for where you're at and what you've achieved. But
I think you get the points now.
No, not if the host leaves. Game drops. You get nothing.
Oh, wow.
So, improved sniper and ACOG accuracy. There's an updated spectator cam, so when you're in spectator mode, you can follow them in 3D person. Switch to the first person view or rotate the camera in a full 360 degrees around whoever you're watching. That, I can't wait to use.
Cool.
I was wishing a day that I could do that just tonight. And then there's the quick mute option, so when you're in the game and Kyle's crying about something, you know, you can just mute him real fast. So.
I don't cry.
You weep.
I weep.
So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have this new patch, and then all we got to complain about is when they're giving us new maps. So that's next.
Yep. There's always something to complain about, isn't there?
That's right.
Yep.
That's what it's all about, man.
And you guys always complain about my long news story, but yet I deliver more content than all of you combined.
Just because you steal all our content.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. You get to pick, you get free reign, and then I pick up your leftovers.
Not last
if
week.
If we want to be honest.
Well, you got to think about today. I'm talking about, you know, Guitar Hero Aerosmith, Netflix on 360, Xbox.com's
really?
New features.
Really?
The...
Is that true?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
but what are you talking about?
I am going to talk about all that stuff and more.
Ooh!
No way! Really?
In my yes, really. Stop it. Okay. Now, if you guys have not heard, which I'm sure you have,
that we saved
Guitar Hero.
I've heard something that we saved 10% by typing Xbox One in GoDaddy.com.
I heard the same thing.
I don't know why you're laughing, because it's true.
It is true. So
it's true. But anyways, details, and that is quite possibly the most anticipated or most publicized event that happened this week. And Activision has released information on the new Guitar Hero, and that is Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Well, as you can probably deduct from the name, it will feature Aerosmith songs. What they have said about it is not very much, but they say you can play along with Steven Tyler and truly embrace your inner Aerosmith fanboy. Everything else, including pricing, number of songs, how much it's going to cost for DLC, about 500 Microsoft points, I would guess. Hasn't not been revealed and is still quote unquote in works. Now it is scheduled to release in June, which is coming up pretty fast in the spectrum of things. So we'll definitely be reporting the latest on that as things progress. Now, moving right along, Netflix on the 360.
Say something real quick. I think that's the dumbest thing that they've ever come up with.
What, Netflix on the 360?
No, that's awesome. That's going to be great. But this Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
Yeah, it, why not just release
$60 just for one band's songs?
It's dumb.
This is stupid. I think it's going to I think this is going to fail.
It's going to ruin the entire game is what it's going to do.
Well,
they're milking it. They're going to milk it for everything it's worth.
It depends on what all. If it's only Aerosmith, then of course not, I won't buy
that's
that.
That's all it is.
But if it's other,
that's all it is.
The whole game is going to be nothing but Aerosmith songs. That's going to get a little ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I like Aerosmith.
I do too,
but I'm
not
telling
that
you,
much.
This is
just
milking.
Slowly release some DLC.
It's milking everybody's money and just using the name, and it's going to actually ruin the name, and Guitar Hero will cease to exist here next year.
Well, that'd be nice, because I love Rock Band, and I want to see more of Rock Band, but...
Yeah!
That's why Rock Band said there isn't going to be a Rock Band 2. They're just going to keep adding to it. Because
right.
It doesn't make sense to make a Rock Band 2
right
now.
Right. You wait. You They've already announced a year's worth of DLC, so you wait for that to be over. You got to think that they're working on Rock Band 2 because
it's
going to
be a couple years. It's not going to be every 6 months have a new Guitar Hero, a new Rock Band.
Retarded.
It's not smart. I don't understand, but okay.
Right. Okay, moving right along. Netflix on the 360, it's coming. Now, it is a rumor, but it seems that you will be able to purchase, just like on Video Marketplace, rental software, and then you'll be able to watch it, blah, blah, blah. Not really much information on it, just like I said, it's still a rumor. But supposedly they're supposed to bring their Netflix onto the 360.
That is,
yeah, they already have a Netflix. They already have a Netflix online. It's basically you're going to pay a fee and you're going to be able to rent so many movies per month for just that one flat fee. And Microsoft does this with like the Zune. I don't know if you guys do it, but you guys do. You know, you could pay like $14 a month and get like unlimited.
Yeah, you pay $15 a month and unlimited song downloads. Yeah, I don't do that because I don't download that many songs, but yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be the same type of deal. Mark, you wanted to say something about it?
I actually have Netflix, and I know if you're a Netflix subscriber, you can watch their online demand movies. You can get so many a month for free. You don't have to pay any extra for it. So this will be cool because I'll actually most likely that will follow across to the 360, and I won't have to pay to download any movies on my 360 via this service.
Right. And
Netflix
has already talked about bringing like a set-top box to do pretty much the internet thing for, you know, the TV. They want to stop sending out DVDs. They want people to use this box on their, you know, on their TV.
Right.
But guess what? The 360 technically is. It's going to be an option to be that box. So now, you know, Netflix doesn't have to worry about installing or renting out the hardware to, you know, their users. They can actually just piggyback off the people who already have a 360.
That's true, and that way Netflix supports the 360.
Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant.
Everything's good. Yeah, so they don't have to develop hardware. They just port all their content over to Microsoft.
They need to do the same thing with games, but, I mean, if you go back to a long time ago, some episodes, about, I think one of the questions is like, what do we want to see on Xbox Live? And I said movie rentals. I said, I don't want to pay $3, $5. I don't want to pay points for every single time I download something. I just want to play one flat fee and be able to rent as many things as I want. And that's pretty much what that's going to be. I think it's awesome, actually.
All right. Well, also, there was a pretty... It was rumored up to be a major announcement from Major Nelson. But Xbox.com, there's a feature now that allows you to edit your personal profiles from the site itself. So you don't have to mess around with it on your 360. So that is kind of cool, I guess. There is also a rumor in this week's news about a new LOTOR coming out. And it will be. It's being worked on by Pandemic
Rings?
Studios and...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord of the Rings. So that will be coming out probably not anytime soon. There's a couple XBLA rumors and... things rumored to come out this week. Vigilante 8 is being worked on. That was an awesome game for the N64, I believe. I loved it. It's a lot of fun. N Plus, of course, it seems like they release all this XBLA coming out like a day before, so we can never report on which one's coming out this week because we record so early. But most likely, from what I've heard, N Plus is supposedly coming out this week. And there's also a rumor for Monopoly and Scrabble to be coming up on XBLA.
That would be awesome.
So that would be pretty cool also.
I'd like to see more stuff like that.
Me too.
So,
Monopoly would be a blast.
Yeah. Of course, they'll probably be like 1,000 Microsoft points. But
but it's just Monopoly money.
Anyways.
Who cares?
yeah.
You see, because Monopoly's... is brilliant because, you know, all the different Monopoly games, you could actually sell the game and then have downloadable content of, like, different boards.
Yeah.
Like, the different versions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. But one thing they need to do is since you can play over across the line, you need to be able to save mid-game.
Yeah,
of course you can. If you've got a hard drive, you can save anything.
Well...
But the trick would be is that when you came back up to your game, you'd obviously have to be playing with those people. If you're playing in your house, you know, using like the big button controller or something like that, like if you have seen it, which would be a good idea too, you know, save the game because Monopoly can turn out to be a pretty long game. So.
Right. Definitely. All right. Well, so that would be pretty cool to see at least Monopoly come out. I don't know about Scrabble
wouldn't be fun, but
no, but Scrabble Scrabble would be a good thing for the simple fact that it goes to that market of more of a casual gamer. It might get some older people, you know, maybe some women and stuff onto the console, and you know, if your wives or girlfriends aren't interested, that might be a game to get.
But also, It'd also be a good tournament deal.
Scrabble's huge. That's a huge.
They all compete.
I love the game. I'm just thinking of like, man, you know, you're gonna move over, click a button, move over, click a button, move over, click a button to like spell something out. Yeah. Unless it has like chat pad support.
Oh, I bet I bet it will.
Oh yeah, because I mean, then I won't care. But I mean, okay,
right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, well, we've been always reporting about the Red Ring of Death and the 360 failure rates. Well, a new updated percentage is 16% of all 360s Red Ring. So not 30, but 16. So that's pretty good news.
Well, yeah, it's better than what was originally believed.
Better than 30, but 16% is still pretty high.
We've got some people in our forums already sounding off that they don't believe those numbers. But we don't, you know, we don't have any way to know what's accurate or not. So,
yeah, let's just call.
We can only go based on what they give us. So, hopefully, they're accurate and they're coming down.
Yeah, hopefully. But two ways to combat the motherboard is two new Xbox 360 systems might be in the works. This is another rumor. But two new motherboard chips, Opus and Valhalla, could possibly be seen replacing, what is it now? I can't even keep track. Falcon is out right now, and then one replaces that, and I think these are the two after that replacing those. So I don't even know, but supposedly those are in the works, probably going to come out 2009, I would guess. Now, I thought this was pretty interesting. BioShock on your phone. Have you ever even thought of that?
No.
Nope. Wouldn't work.
Like, I don't know, but IG Fun has bought the rights from 2K Games, and I guess they think that they can do it. So, that, I don't think that would be much fun, but, you know, whatever floats their boat. Now, this was some pretty interesting news that I grabbed. It's that Frank Gibbue, the Electronic Arts president, has announced that they will be releasing sequels for both Skate and Wing's favorite Mass Effect, as well as a new Burnout game. So they're working on those. I heard Skate was very good. I haven't played it, but I heard it was very good.
They got a demo out there for it.
I know, but I just never got into skateboarding games after Tony Hawk. What was it on the N64? I don't know, Tony Hawk Pro Skate or something. But, yeah, Wing, new Mass Effect sequel. Can't wait for that one, right? All right, moving on. Now, this was pretty interesting also. There is, you know, since I've been playing Rock Band, I've found myself downloading some Rock Band songs just because, you know, I like them so much. Well, iTunes has made it a lot easier and has compiled all these songs for Rock Band into one album. Now, get ready for this. It's $73.26 to buy everything.
Ouch.
And if you do the math, this bundle saves you absolutely no money. So, thanks a lot, IT.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for helping us out there. So, yeah. So, have fun with that. I think I'll just download them individually because I doubt I'll ever want to listen to all the Rock Band songs. But, yeah. So,
yeah, I'll stick to the Zune Marketplace.
Moving
on.
There. Yeah, that's true. I love my Microsoft points. Rare's new game. They're evidently working on some type of game, but we have no idea what it is, and they're not going to tell us. And it's going to come out in 2008, they say.
Does anybody
care? Well, you know what? I do care now because the Viva Pinata team is working on a new title. And let me quote this. This is what they said. The Viva Pinata team is working on a new title that we hope to be able to tell you about soon and should be in shops before the end of the year. And in parentheses, it's not Banjo. End quote. So, yay, Rare. Go. Anyways. Let's see. HD DVD drive is now $90, and you get free King Kong HD DVD.
Did you guys hear the news today?
I'm probably going to get to it.
Oh, you are?
Go ahead, Bron. Steal it. You.
Well, if it's HD DVD.
Yeah, steal it.
No.
Steal it.
No. It's in my dead section.
Let me report on something here. Let's skip to dead. Now, when we get there, I'll let you
on
do
it. Site.
It's all you, man.
Okay. All right. Now we're out of details and we're on to dated. World in Conflict is dated for both Xbox 360 and PS3 for this coming fall. Fable 2 is rumored. I'm so excited about this. Rumored to ship May 20th. That's very, very close. I can't wait. Rumor, of course. Definitely be reporting on that if I get any updates. And all of our favorite Banjo-Kazooie 3 will be in stores this holiday season.
Now, who makes Banjo-Kazooie 3?
Rare.
Okay. So, Banjo-Kazooie 3 is supposed to be holiday 2008, and their comment above says, it's not Banjo, the game that Rare is working on. That'll be out by the end of the year.
That's what I was.
I don't know what Rare's. I don't know what Rare's doing, but
nice story, Kyle.
I don't even know anymore. What?
Nice story.
No, I'm not saying it's his fault for reading that. It's just, you know, it's just like, oh, by the way, it's not this game, but it's this game what we're releasing at the end of the year.
My guess is it's a Perfect Dark sequel, or it's GoldenEye for the XBLA. Those would be my two guesses.
GoldenEye, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
thank
GoldenEye on the XBLA?
Yeah, that'll be huge.
No, no.
That will be awesome, especially Xbox Live, like, multiplayer.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, why would you do that when you got games like, I don't know, Halo 3 and Call of Duty 4 and...
It's arguably the best shooter ever.
Not anymore.
Arguably.
It's not.
Well, considering the time period, of course. Like, yeah, I'm going to put GoldenEye, graphics-wise, up against a Halo 3 or a Bioshock.
Because you can also get it for $10.
But Pac-Man used to be the game of the, you know, the best game ever, and so did Super Mario Brothers, and, you know, those were all the best games ever. You know, just because somebody releases Super Mario Brothers again doesn't make me think that everybody's going to stop playing Super Mario Galaxy to go back and play Super Mario Brothers.
All right. I respectfully disagree with your statement, but that's okay because I'm going to keep
on. Yeah, Brian doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. They're moving right on to the dead section. HD DVD. I think it's almost official. There's a rumor that Toshiba will drop HD DVD in a couple weeks. So that begs the question, what does everybody do with their HD DVD player? sorry?
You play your HD DVD movies on it.
Yeah, HD DVD movies will
goodness,
be dirt cheap here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You can own all 80 of them or whatever there is.
Brun, this is probably what you were going to comment about, and if not, I apologize for jumping on your case. Walmart has now gone Blu-ray exclusive.
Yeah, it was actually both of those. I think the announcement of Walmart going Blu-ray exclusive helped trigger Toshiba's announcement that they're dropping.
Well, they haven't officially
announced it, no, but the rumors are that Toshiba is going to drop, but Walmart officially announced that they're going to go Blu-ray exclusive.
Right.
Which Walmart is like the one of the top places that sells like DVDs and stuff. So,
right. Because it's Walmart.
I'm very excited to hear that it's over. So now those Blu-ray players will probably be magically popping out for attachments for the 360.
Yep.
Or I can go buy my PS3 now.
Very nice. You'd be disowned.
Well, you know, real quick about that, somebody said, you know, now PS3s are going to, you know, skyrocket, and now they're going to take the lead and win, and I'm just like, yeah, that's nice that your gaming console needs to completely rely on a movie to sell your box. I was like, that is actually almost an insult, because a lot of people did buy PS2s because it had a built-in DVD player, but that was like an added bonus. That is not what that is not what saved PlayStation 2. Like, Blu-ray it looks like it may save PlayStation 3. I think it's kind of funny, but okay.
They're marketing the PlayStation 3 as a Blu-ray player rather than a gaming console.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, just another quick info on that. NPD came out and this for January, the PlayStation 3 outsold the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft's claiming that it's due to not enough supply, but I don't know if I'm buying that.
Well, but if you look at the numbers, though, everyone was down, like 200,000.
Oh, you know, the thing about Microsoft saying that, though, is it may be true because one of my stepsons is buying a 360, and we have four surrounding Best Buys and, like, you know, malls and all sorts of stuff, and every single store is sold out of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, today we went and they're sold out. Tomorrow I'm heading to Columbus, which is, you know, the capital, you know, of Ohio, to go around Columbus to see if I can find one. They are sold out. So that may actually be a true statement that, hey, you know, yeah, they did beat us, but our consoles are sold out right now. So,
and I guarantee you Sony can't say that same thing, because the all those Best Buys that you walked in probably had about 12 stackouts of PS3s, yeah, about 6
well,
feet
and,
high.
And you got to understand, it was holiday season, and this, you know, a lot of people did not buy the PS3 right when it first launched because it was so expensive. It's finally cheap enough that where people will buy one. Like, I will buy one for $400 because I bought my 360 for $400. I can't complain about price anymore. Now it is whenever games come out. So.
Right. All right. Well, if I can continue.
We're waiting on you, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
Come on.
I'm just going to...
Faster. Chop, chop.
All right. Alright, another rumor.
Oh, and not another rumor.
Another rumor.
See, now notice, Bron, not only last week he hijacked your stories, this year he's given out arcade releases and rumors in the news section.
Oh, jeez, Kyle.
Must I explain myself?
What should we do with you?
We've been doing this show for almost a year, and he still doesn't know where.
Almost a year, and you guys are too lazy to put anything in the arcade releases, so I figured, you know what? I am going to be the better person.
Oh, by the way, Kyle, won't you talk about that email somebody sent us right now? Just, like, throw it in your email section
of
all your
stuff. You know what? I will. You know what? Soul Assassin sent us a question, and he said, what type of games do you like the most? You know what, Soul Assassin? I'm going to answer that right now, because I think you're important. All right? And I'm going to say, what type of games do I like the most? I like the first-person shooters, along with a little bit of sports games, and to some extent an RPG. And then he has a follow-up question that says, and what will the next COD be like? Or what do you hope it's going to be like? Well, I hope it is more modern to futuristic again. I think that's the best way. But I think they're probably going to go back to World War II.
Probably. All right, now, Kyle, now you've gone too far. We're all going to have a group meeting after today's show. So continue with your stories.
All right, well, if I don't come back next week, I've been fired, so sorry for anybody that liked me, which is like one person. Anyways,
But that's your mom.
To finish out my story before I...
I was going to say it's me, and you've already made me mad.
All right. Well, you know what? Let me just finish my story, and then I'll just exit stage right.
Chop, chop.
All right. The new KOTOR, evidently, it was a rumor, and it was busted by EA. So, sorry, KOTOR fans. Not going to happen. You know what? In DLC, I do have some good news, but if you're listening to this podcast and you missed it and you have Guitar Hero 3, well, sorry. Because the in glorious celebration of the new Guitar Hero Aerosmith that is coming out, the song by Aerosmith for the song that Aerosmith has done, Dream On, will be free for 2 whole days. That's right. Actually, 3. 16th, 17th, and 18th of February. Like I said, show most likely will release on a Tuesday, so that'll be the 19th. Too late. I'll post it in the forums so we can have our first or second free download for Guitar Hero 3 DLC. So that's exciting, I guess. And of course, Rock Band DLC for last week. Complete Control by Clash, Truth Hits Everybody by The Police, and Teenage Lobotomy by The Ramones. 160 each or 440 bundle. And then moving right along, download. If you guys weren't aware, the Game Developers Conference. Yes, of course. Content is going to be on this week on the XBLM. It's going to be similar to the E3 Bringing It Home, but this time it's for GDC. So it's been hyped up that there's going to be some major announcements, and we'll definitely talk about it here on the show, I'm sure. Like I mentioned last week, the PGR4 content is now live, so check that out if you still have that game. And my last deal is Deal, and I found this kind of amusing at the same time, shocking. The original Master Chief painting that you're probably seeing right now in our enhanced podcast, by hand-painted by Frankie, who is a dev on the Bungie team, has put this on eBay, and it's too late if you wanted to have a chance at buying it. He put it on eBay to benefit a charity. It started at 99 cents. Now, through some questions and through eBay, they asked if they'd throw in some Halo 3 Recon armor for whoever bought this. And they said yes. So basically, you get this original Master Chief painting by Frankie himself and Halo 3 Recon armor in the game. And the final winning bid, $6,100.
Are you kidding?
That's awesome.
That's
ridiculous. For charity.
$6,000. I know it's for charity, but still. I mean, that's a lot of money for a painting and recon armor. So, yeah, that was definitely an interesting deal that I found noteworthy. I was going to say go ahead and bid on it, but unfortunately it's already over. Shipping was free, though.
All right, Kyle, thanks for your delayed, drawn-out stuff. It is now...
You know what? It wouldn't have been that bad if you guys wouldn't have kept stopping me, because I would have gotten through it. But gotten through it.
Okay.
It's content.
Well, Mark and I will now catch the show up to a normal time frame, and mine is with. Are you guys familiar with Ziff Davis?
Yep.
Okay, they run things like, you know, 1UP, EGM, Games for Windows Magazine. They had a survey, basically, that kind of hinted at a Microsoft handheld device, handheld gaming device. So, you know, they recently distributed a survey to subscribers of, you know, the different brands of their magazines, because there's plenty of them. And question 8 on the survey asked whether or not if the subscriber was interested in an Xbox handheld gaming device, asking them to rate it from, you know, very likely or not at all, or who gives a crap. But, you know, while in this report, while they've heard ramblings of Microsoft branded handheld device, not, you know, what you guys use, which is the Zune, and even, you know, Shane Kim himself won't say never. You know, they're wondering how anyone could do in a market dominated by, you know, Nintendo and the DS. But otherwise, anyways, that's kind of the thing. The little thing is maybe we might be seeing some stuff. And then that'd be cool for like a GDC announcement, or even what would be after that, E3 maybe. So,
you know, it was kind of funny because I was talking about this with somebody, and they were like, yeah, they'll probably, and I agreed with them, they'll probably come out with something, but it's going to be in a couple of years. I mean, I would actually like to see something like this, but not right now with the Nintendo. I think they'd be stupid to release something this fast with the PSP kind of winding down a little bit, and the Nintendo Lite.
Yeah, the PSP is actually picking up, actually,
the ball
with right the new
now.
Version. But all right,
yeah. But I just never.
Mark, your turn.
All right. Well, this is gonna bring down. This is a sad story, one we don't really enjoy discussing, but you know, got to let everybody know about it.
Bring awareness.
Yeah, Channel Cincinnati.com is reporting that Xbox Live has become a sexual predator's new playground, as the online gaming service for the Xbox 360 allows pedophiles to lurk online and communicate with children through headsets and instant messages. The FBI has investigated cases in southern Ohio. Where sexual predators have used game systems such as the Xbox 360 to target children. A pedophile is talking to a child, they are gaining their trust and understanding, and then tries to engage in the next level, which is taking them from that cyber world to the physical world. That was a quote from Donald Roden, an FBI forensic examiner. Basically, investigators have said a 30-year-old Dayton woman used an Xbox 360 game system to send nude photos of herself to a 16-year-old Arizona boy, and then convinced him to send her nude photos of himself.
Oh.
Authorities said the risk is not limited to the 360 because Nintendo Wii and PlayStation 3 also contain some online capabilities. So, you know,
underline some.
Yeah, not the Wii. You can't do that stuff on the Wii.
Well, you know, parents, you know, just pay attention to what your kids are doing. Teach them about being safe, whether they're on a computer, they're on the console or whatnot. It's important.
Yep, definitely.
All right. GTA 4, do you guys pre-order it?
No.
Haven't yet, but plan to.
Do you guys hear about the wonderful content stuff that you get when you pre-order?
Yeah, well, I won't ruin your story, but you get 4 gamer card pictures.
Oh, yeah. 4 gamer picks. Everybody, don't rush off right now or start sweating it. Because
but,
I know everybody wants these 4 gamer picks.
You know what? Just from my knowledge of understanding the news, and I don't mean to interrupt you
away. That's fine. You're the GTA 4 guy. I kind of threw it in there for you.
But if you go into GameStop or a quote-unquote brick-and-mortar store, you can actually get a limited edition game case.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
I know.
They don't really know if it's like a 10 or anything right now. A tin or
that's
like
true.
A plastic box or anything like
what
that.
What happened to the safety deposit box and the bag?
I don't know. Somebody stole it.
You're funny.
Yeah, but as a small bonus for the limited edition game case includes an entry form for a contest to be held on Xbox.com in March.
Ooh.
You know what I find that funny?
Uh-huh.
Is that in mid-March, when it comes out in April.
Right. Well, they want to make sure plenty of people have bought the game and everything, but...
Well, but... That makes no sense, because you get a limited edition game case before the game comes out.
I think it's if you pre-order it, you're getting a limited edition case.
Yeah, I know. But read that sentence.
Oh, okay,
that
sorry.
Limited edition
I need to
game
learn my months again,
an entry
thinking that March is after
from,
April like an idiot. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, good point.
So that's a typo, I would assume, from our friends at Xbox 360 Fanboy. Or Xbox isn't just thinking.
Okay.
Anyways. I'm sorry that I used up all my time, all the time on
that's
the
fine.
Story.
Announce
so,
some time.
This is Kyle, a.k.a. Mona Cow, signing off.
So, all right.
Finally,
announce
now
some time,
we can
guys.
Get to the... Just kidding.
This week's quote-unquote feature.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, we got three features this week, and I'm going to start out with The Club. And basically, you get to step into the shoes of 8 modern-day gladiators thrown into underground blood sport controlled by a faceless, obscenely wealthy elite who place their bets on who will survive the bloodbath before them. Do you have what it takes to survive in The Club? Is that like Fight Club? This reminds me of... there was a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and I think it was called Lionheart or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly... That's what this movie was. He fought in these underground fights where these wealthy people... You know, they fought to the death, and wealthy people... bet on them and stuff. But anyways, basically, you got 8 different characters that you can choose to play, and you can earn respect online with going to the top of the leaderboards and 8 different multiplayer modes. You can face off against 7 other opponents online in real-time battle, or offline with 4-player split-screen action. There's 8 unique real-world locations from around the world, include war-torn cities, abandoned factories, steel mills, and more. You can take part in extreme gun battles. A motion blur camera system will intensify the adrenaline rush in both open-range and close-quarter firefights. There's 17 customizable high-powered assault weapons, including automatic weapons, sniper rifles, high-caliber pistols, submachine guns, mounted weapons, and many more. That's pretty much all we have on it. The overkill date is February 19th, 2008. There's a link in our show notes if you want to see some screenshots and stuff. Basically, I've never really been thrilled about this game. I know OXM reviewed it, and they gave it a really high score. But I think they gave it an 8.5. But this has been one of those that from the beginning, I just thought when I've read about it, it just... to me, sounded like it was going to be kind of boring and not a lot to it, but I guess we'll have to see if they give us a demo. I'll have to check it out.
Actually, if you're paying attention, they have.
A couple of days ago it came out.
What was that? One of Kyle's long
way
to
go
there earlier?
I think that was actually last week.
Again, and it's a long
okay,
story.
Kyle.
You know what? I fell asleep while you were reading the feature story because it's so boring.
Your turn for a feature. Hop to.
Right. My turn is FIFA Street 3 comes out 2/18/08. All right, next.
All right, my turn.
Wait a minute.
Give a little more detail.
It's
on
a soccer game.
FIFA's big, Street. Man, especially for our European listeners. They love soccer. Yeah.
The demo's out. I don't know if it's out over there, but it's out over here.
You know, it was kind of funny because I had put a video in last week's show in the Enhanced Podcast, and my friend was looking at it, and he's like, dude, that game looks so dumb. And I was like, well, yeah. So
it was actually kind of fun. I played the demo. Okay, good.
Anyways, FIFA Street is basically soccer, but it's basically FIFA and NFL Street combined. So it's basically you just like playground style, but you're still playing with superstars and stuff like this. Some revolutionary modes, I guess, is ultra-responsive controls and easy-to-use trick system. Gives you instant control over your idols. You can choose from 250 of the world's best players, representing 18 of the top international teams, plus hidden extras. Our favorite online play. You can choose your country's colors with pride. You can wear your country's colors with pride. And represent your nation in the online world challenge, where every game counts. And the exotic interactive environments. You can challenge your rivals in the hottest locales around the world, from urban playgrounds of South America to rooftops in Asia and the streets of Europe. Very exotic. Not in Wings way. The overkill dates, like I said, is 2/18/2008, and I definitely won't be getting this game.
All right. And a game that I probably will not be purchasing, because it's not my type of game, would be Dynasty Warriors 6, and it's based on the epic novel Romance of the Three Kingdoms. The game nice. Depicts massive battles ignited from the fall of Han Dynasty when three rebellion states moved to overthrow the Empire of China. That's pretty much the backstory of it. And, you know, tactical action, realistic characters and fighting moves. You know, I heard some the lightning-fast kung fu fighting and fluid motion capture animation. Interactive environments. They have challenging objectives. The AI in this one is actually dynamic, which is kind of interesting. The AI actually will adapt to the player's combat tactics and can track players with, you know, so on and so forth. Pretty cool. And, you know, everybody's favorite, or our favorite, which would be co-op play. So. But. And overkill date is 2/19/08.
Ooh.
Quick and to the point. Speaking of overkill, did you read the blog that I mentioned, Wing? Did you find his blog?
Okay. I've actually posted comments out there. So.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Robster Cross. Oh boy. Okay. And yes, I'll have a thing in the show notes also. So for the game.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Here's your cabin. If you don't like it, TS!
This is a little more rustic than I expected.
I'm not worried, Lise. You know why? Because of this. The Krusty brand seal of approval. You can only find it on products which meet the high personal standards of Krusty the Clown.
Ow!
Oops, I should have warned you. That's incredibly hot if you leave it plugged in.
That's okay. All this stuff is fine. Now I am up to Wimbledon.
You've heard from us, now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
All right, community update. Before we get started, like, you know, I've mentioned this last couple of shows because it is important to us that here at Broken Eggs Media, we do have other podcasts such as WoW Podcast and you know, Guild Wars Podcast, so on and so forth. And, you know, hop out there, even if you don't, you know, even if you're not into WoW or whatever, you know, hop over, give them a listen. You know, you listen to us and, you know, we can't be the best things on earth. You know, we like to be the best, you know, around. But, you know, we like to share some of our love, I guess. But we should still be your favorites.
Yeah.
So don't be jumping and leaving, but go listen at least. But so, you know, support Broken Eggs Media, support us and them, and thank you for it.
And we'd also want to say thanks again to GoDaddy.com. We're really pleased to have them as a sponsor. And again, if you want to help support us here at Xbox Podcast, and if you're looking to create a website, you know, you might want to create a website just for your family to keep in touch. Maybe you want to set up a forums or, you know, a place that your family can, you know, everybody can upload pictures of what's going on and keep in touch. Have your own email domain for your family. You can do this type of stuff at GoDaddy. And they got some great deals and services, so check them out and support us today.
Yeah, and remember, when you go to GoDaddy.com and you buy that domain, the code is Xbox1. 10% off. Take that 10%, send it to me. Okay. Xbox1. I could really use the 10%. All right, so... All right, and email questions, since Kyle already answered it, he's not out talking anymore about it, and, you know.
Okay.
So, Soul Assassin hasn't sent us a question in a while, has he? It's been like, what, 6 days?
Yeah, six days.
Says, what type of games do you like the most, and what will the next COD be like? Or what do you hope it's going to be like? Wang, I'll let you go first.
I do like first-person shooters the most. I like shooters because I play first and third person. Because I guess Rainbow Six and Gra are the third person, but that's my favorite type of game. What will the next COD be like? Well, I hope it stays in the modern era. I hope they do not do, like, Battlefield 2142. Keep it modern. And, you know, we did World War II for the last 20 years. So give me more than 1 year of modern warfare, and I'll be happy. It could be exactly like COD4 is right now, just with all brand new maps, and I'd be happy.
All right. And for games I like the most, I would have to say sports, but I am coming around on some of the shooters because, I mean, I'm addicted to Call of Duty 4, but I would have to say multiplayer games, you know, if, you know, I did like things like, not Mass Effect, but, what am I thinking of here?
I don't know. You tell us and we'll know.
Game of the year.
Viva Pinata.
Bioshock,
thank you. Not my game of the year, obviously. You know, I did like Bioshock, but, you know, I like the multiplayer side of it. But and what do I think the next COD will be like? If it's Infinity Ward, it'll be great. If it's not Infinity Ward, I wouldn't expect much. I've already heard a rumor... that they are going back to World War II. And I would like to see it stay at Modern Warfare. I do agree that I'd like to see it stay, but I want to see it. I want to see it over here in the States. That's what I would like to see.
That'd be cool.
It would be. I mean, because you got to think that this one here was in Middle East, but it has nothing to do current day issues going on, you know, or anything like that, but I'd like to see something over in the States. And
it's kind of like what Gra 2 did.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know. And obviously it's going to have to, you know, bring some more heat like it did before. But that's what I'm saying. Only if Infinity Ward makes it. Because if they go somewhere else, you're going to get a Call of Duty 3. You know, Call of Duty 2 was Infinity Ward. Call of Duty 3 was not. So, Call of Duty 4 was. So, that's it. Was there anything you'd like to add, Kyle, to your answer that you answered?
Oh, don't let him.
You know, there is, in fact. What type of games do I like the most? I really like first-person shooters with a little bit of sports and then some RPG in there. And I'm just joking. I won't go through it again. You guys don't want to hear it.
Well, Kyle, tell us about our friends at Cashfly then.
Oh, I will. Cashfly is amazing. They give us all our bandwidth that we need to get the show out to you guys, and it's very, very fast too. So please, if you need to get a podcast of your own or need to get something out to the masses, check out Cashfly at cashfly.com.
Yeah, and if you're also looking, if you want to do a podcast, you're thinking this might be fun, because it is fun. We really enjoy what we're doing. Be sure to go to brokeneggsmedia.com. We have a lot of shows that we need hosts for, and we got a lot of new stuff that's, you know, we've talked about the two shows that we have, other shows besides us. There is a lot of shows gearing up right now in the background that we're pretty excited about that we're going to be able to tell you about here, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully you'll see a lot of stuff pop up pretty quick. There's a bunch of people doing a bunch of things in the background right now, and so if you, you know, have an interest in something, you know, if you have a Nintendo Wii or, you know, a Sony PlayStation and you want to get on board and do something like that, by all means, fill out the app and come join the team. It's a lot of fun, and we'd love to have you on board.
All right. Real quick, I got some Frapper shout-outs. Our Frapper map is on our front page. You know, click on it, add yourself, please put a name, or you'll see what is going to happen here in about 20 seconds. But our first Frapper would be John From. So, Mr. From John. No, it's John from Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then here's what happens when you don't put a name in there. Our number two Frapper shout-out is from Anonymous. And here is the following places that Mr. Anonymous lives. Malmo, Sweden, Wilmington, Delaware, Dayton, Ohio, Marietta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Mount Prospect, Illinois, London, England, Atlanta, Georgia, I say Versailles, I don't know how you guys pronounce it, but Versailles, Indiana, Westmount, Illinois, San Marcos, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Beverly Hills, California, Yakima, Washington, Yakima? Thank you. Washington. Venice, Italy. Venice. Thank you. Preston, England. Ramsey, New Jersey. Oxon Hill, Maryland. Reston, Virginia. Marshfield, Wisconsin. Bloomington, Maryland. Is that Six Falls?
Sioux Falls.
Is that Sioux? Falls. Oh, okay. Thank you. Sioux Falls. South Dakota.
So if Brun can mess up cities and states in his own country, then just imagine what he can mess up on your name. So
that's not bad for that entire list.
Include your name on when you post the Frapper, or you can even make up your own name that you think Brun would stumble on so we can all laugh at him.
No profanity. So.
Do that.
Or the map will disappear in an instant. So, but okay, that's all. Take it away, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's it
that
for your very last show, Kyle. Thanks for coming.
I got some more stuff.
It's been a pleasure knowing you.
I got some more stuff if you guys want to hear it.
You got nothing.
Okay.
We'll miss you, Kyle.
No, we won't.
Kisses and hugs.
All right. Well, from the sounds of it, guys, this is my last show. It's been 47 great episodes. Well, actually, no. 5 great episodes and 40... What, I can't add. But before Brun was here, it was great.
Oh,
and after that,
that's horrible.
It was awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
I came in on episode 5, I think. Yeah.
So it's been 42... The last 42 episodes has been horrible for me. So I'm officially going to, I guess, I'm not going to have a choice. So see you guys on the Xbox Live. But will you guys allow me to lead out
sure.
this episode? All right. Well, that is the conclusion of episode 47. You can send your questions, comments, and complaints to Mark and Brun at xboxpodcast.com or contact@xboxpodcast.com. Or you can hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums. This is Kyle, a.k.a. Marnik Cow, saying see you later, guys.
And this is Brun, a.k.a. Peace out, Kyle. Ha ha ha. Now I can do my own stories without somebody taking them.
Punt noob.
BJ Swift 33.
And this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709, taking off.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Blah, 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 blah.
Test.
Who
wrote the title for the show?
La, 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 la.
Because that'd be the wrong your. It'd be you, apostrophe, R-E. Like, you are not on the list.
What a nub. Who wrote that crap?
Bet he's going back and changing it right now.
Who, me? No. No, no. Sexual predators on Xbox Live.
Yeah, Brun.
Are
you
ready?
Yeah, I'm just reading through it real quick so I don't BJ blooper all damn night long. Alright, you guys ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this thing.
Alright. But dumb it down for me, I'm not that smart.
3, 2,
okay.
1. Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, you little... This is episode 47.
Okay. Take two.
Welcome, all you Xbox Podcast. All right. All right.
You could say, hey, all you achievement. We could say that. Kyle's already fading out. Oh, there you are.
Oh, really?
All right.
Am I back now? Okay, I won't rock back and forth in my chair. I'll stay still.
How about you bleep out the word?
Okay. Welcome all you...
All right.
Okay, go. I do want to get the best.
Yeah, me too. These kids, they don't know what the word sleeping in means. Oh, dude.
7 o'clock a.m.
Cartoon! Anywhere between about 6:15 to 7:15, they're up.
So wait till they're 16, then they'll be sleeping until 2.
Alright.
Alright. Anyways, okay. Brun, continue.
3, 2, 1.
And Brun, you can say this however you want, your next line, but jazz it up, make it exciting. That's what Mark wants.
Woo!
Alright, jazz it up.
I'm excited. Is that you snapping in the background?
That's my knuckles cracking.
Oh, I thought you were snapping like jazzing it up. Anyway,
yeah. Hey, coo. You are Go Daddy.
Coo man, coo. Coo man, coo.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Details. Starting it off, probably the biggest announcement of this week is that Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Now, no, it's not a very high-priced DLC. It's actually the new Guitar Hero.
Oh, it's high-priced, all right.
And, oh, it's going to be very high-priced. But that doesn't matter, because it's Guitar Hero, and I'm probably still going to buy it anyways, even though Rock Band's better. Now, as you can deduct from the new Guitar Hero's name, it will feature, well, Aerosmith songs. They have said that you can play along with Steven Tyler and truly embrace their inner your inner Aerosmith fanboy. Now,
that's all, folks.
Okay, no, try that. 3, 2, 1. We're just gonna start.
Start from the beginning.
Three.
Why don't you just start from the beginning?
All right. Insert achievement Cashfly Week of the Feature. Oh, we gotta fly. Don't read word for word. Summarize, people.
3, 2, 1. All right.
And that's it for our feature,
folks.
There you
go. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back next week. We'll teach poodles how to fly. All right. 3, 2, 1.